Police and the manager of a historic Jewish cemetery in Brooklyn say 42 headstones fell on their own and were not toppled by vandals. But Jewish leaders aren't buying it. WNYC's Sarah Barrett reports.
Sunday began with several political leaders from the Jewish community visiting Washington Cemetery to bear witness to a report of 42 overturned headstones. Barry Spitzer was among them. He says what he saw made him feel awful.
I'm literally sick to my stomach. This is like not close to home. This is home.
Spitzer is the district manager for Community Board 12, where the cemetery sits.
And if it turns out this was some sort of coincidence, fine. But this looks like it was done on purpose.
The NYPD determined that long-term neglect and lack of maintenance caused the tombstones to fall over. The cemetery office has been inundated with calls, some from as far away as Israel, asking what happened to the stones. But General Manager Marisa Tarantino agrees with the NYPD and says there's no reason to be concerned.
It absolutely was not vandalism. We're a very old cemetery, and the headstones that are not stable or maybe have fallen already, we lay them across the grave so the grave could continue to be memorialized.
Anxious people have even been dropping by the cemetery office asking if they can help replace the stones. And Alexander Sorotin just wanted to find out if it was a case of anti-Semitism.
So we were very afraid and very scared that it's happened again. Thank God we got explanation. It's nothing happened. So we are satisfied. We could enjoy our life.
Sorotin visits Washington Cemetery every Sunday. He left the office with flowers in hand to lay at his mother's resting place. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Barrett.